Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, a good and Erev Shabbos to everyone. Whenever you're listening to the Shir, if you're listening Erev Shabbos, then it might be a little bit easier to focus and to appreciate what we're going to be talking about, because I'm going to be talking about Shabbos. If you're listening to this on Sunday, I guess it's also good, because one of the important things as a Jew is always to be counting towards Shabbos every day, Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos, because Shabbos, as we're going to speak about, and we'll connect it with Lashon Hara as well, is that Shabbos is the time where we are able to remember what the priorities are in our life and what's important in our life. Once a week, Hashem reminds us, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho, to remember that Vayechulu HaShamayim Va'aretz, that Hashem created the world. Sometimes we forget, sometimes during the Chol, as it says, Ani Yeshena V'libi Er, I'm sleeping but my heart is awake. Ani Yeshena B'Yemos HaChol, I sleep during the week. V'libi Er, and my heart is awake on Shabbos. That we wake up on Shabbos. His orari, what we say in Lechadodi, we wake up. During the week, we're busy, and sometimes we could forget the Tachlis. Tachlis, as we say, as we'll say in the Tefillah tonight, Tachlis Shamayim Va'aretz, the purpose of the whole existence of the world is for the Jewish people, our neshama. We're not people who are physical people trying to become spiritual. That's not the way it is. That's the way it feels sometimes, that we're physical and I'm trying to become spiritual. Shabbos teaches us that we are actually spiritual beings and we live in a physical world, so we have to deal with the physical world. But that's really the essence, right? We're going to be neshama. Our neshama exists and existed longer than our body. A body lives 70, 80, Shivim Shana, and Begvurai Shmoinim Shana, right? Hopefully 80, 90, 100, halavai. But we're mortal. We're mortal beings. And Shabbos helps us remember, Me'ein Olam Haba, helps us sort of shift and helps us remember that we are neshama and we are here for a really, really, really elevated purpose in this world. I want to discuss just one nakuda about Shabbos that I think is very, very important, especially that we're home, especially that we're with family. A few people mentioned, I just want to address, trying to address a few people reached out with some points that I wanted to address. One was Lagabe Lashon Hara. I just want to say that, you know, when you're at home and you're with people or wherever you are, and there are people, let's say, who are speaking Lashon Hara or talking talks that you're not comfortable with, or you know is Lashon Hara, it's very difficult. It's very hard to, we spoke about this maybe a few days ago, right? It's very difficult to sort of introduce. Baruch Hashem, we learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara every day. It's something that takes time for a person to get used to and to get normalized, that it's part of our life, that of course we don't speak Lashon Hara, learning the halachas every day. And just to remember that not everyone is exposed to that, and they don't know. They just don't know. And it's very important to just be sensitive and to be able to sort of course, there's nothing wrong with saying something or bringing the purity of speech to the table, or say, could we not talk about someone, or to leave the table. But I think the expectations are very, very important, not to have such high expectations, or not to have expectations. If people are going to speak Lashon Hara, okay, you know, it could be they just don't know. And especially with our family, when it bothers us, or we have younger siblings, or depending on your role in the family, you know, it's not helpful if you get angry. It's not helpful to say anything, really, unless of course you're able to, and it's able to be niskabel. If people could accept what you're saying and be okay with the fact that you're saying it, and they'll accept it, that's amazing. But just you know, to go ahead and to say, oh, don't speak Lashon Hara, and let's, you know, Chas V'Shalom, not to get into any fight, and to really just bring it in towards yourself. Say, how could I learn from this? Why is Hashem putting me in this situation? Like we said the other day in Shir, right? Point the finger at yourself. Kol HaPoisel B'mumay Poisel. Again, that's hard, but anyone who sees something in someone else, they're really seeing in themselves. So take it to heart yourself. How could I strengthen my Lashon Hara? That's number one. The second thing, and this is really Legabe Shabbos, which is similar. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Shabbos. The halacha is you're not allowed to walk a certain distance on Shabbos, right? 2,000 amos. Otherwise, you have to put down Erev Tchumen, right? You have to put down food. One of the ideas of that in a deeper sense is that a person is Shabbos is Shav, is Sheves, is sitting, is really, really recognizing that this is where I am. This is my place in the world. This is where Hashem put me. Hashem put me with this family. Hashem put me with this mother, with this father, with this family. And with all of the maybe challenges that sometimes that brings, to realize that this is really my neshama. It's not so much my guf. This is what my neshama is here on this planet to do. And the only way I'm able to accomplish this, my mission, whatever my mission is, but I know that this is one of my missions. It has to be. Because why did Hashem make me, you know, be born to this family? Why am I the oldest? Why am I the youngest? Why am I the middle? Why am I in this? Why is my mother like this? Why is my father like this? Why do I get triggered like this? Why am I sensitive like this? Why is my brother like this? And really, al yetze ish mimkomo, to sort of like sit in, and it's hard sometimes to just sit and to really, I don't want to say accept it, but don't fight it. Like, this is my neshama. Like Hashem, Elokai neshama, shenasatabi. Like, this didn't just happen just to happen. Like, I I'm in New York. I'm connected in the five towns. I'm in Lakewood. I'm in Muncie, wherever you are. You're in Baltimore. You're in California. Wherever you are, whatever the weather is, both outside and inside. And I think that that's really, of course, Shabbos. Me'ein Olam Haba. I think that's what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is going to be your place. It's your neshama. It's your neshama. It's your place in this massive, massive plan that Hashem has for all of us. And part of that plan, and that is the menuchas HaShabbos. The menucha of Shabbos, ba Shabbos, ba menucha, is that I'm not fighting. Is I'm not fighting where I am. And now sometimes that brings up pain. And it brings up hurt. But as we've said many times, it's more hurtful when we fight the hurt. It's more hurtful, it's more difficult when we're fighting, right? The person who's running away, he's not even dealing with, right? If someone's, you know, escaping through other ways, he's not even dealing with the problem. He's just dealing with the escapism. He's just dealing with whatever he's escaping. You know, those who've struggled with different things know that until you remove the thing that you're escaping, you're not even dealing with the problem. So what happens is you're not even dealing with it yet. You have to remove that, then you can start dealing with it. So too, and this happens to all of us. We're all in this together. This happens all the time, that a person is just fighting himself and fighting like, why do I have to be here? Why do I have to deal with this? Why do I have to this? And that's a very normal, appropriate response. But what we want to learn from Shabbos is Shabbos comes and Hashem tells us, Shabbos is Melashon Shave, just sit, don't go anywhere, just learn. Learn that this is what Hashem wants from you. Learn that this is your family, this is your circumstance. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Shabbos. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Hashem will help each and every one of us. You know, Ezeu Chacham Hamakiris Makomo. The wise person knows his place, knows that, right? And it's we're going to be saying soon by the Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. HaMakom means Hashem. HaMakom means Hashem. Hashem is Mekomo Shel Olam, which means your place that you are at, that's Hashem. That's the space that Hashem gave you. Yes, we want that space to be perfect and we want that space to be beautiful. But maybe it really is beautiful. It doesn't mean it's not painful. Doesn't mean it's not confusing. Doesn't mean that it's not annoying. But it doesn't mean that it's not beautiful. It doesn't mean that it's not for you, for your neshama. So Shabbos, all we have to do is likra Shabbos l'chu v'nelcha. All we got to do is try and just reach out to Shabbos. Reach out to Hashem. And say, Hashem, help us, help Klal Yisrael to imagine. Could you imagine, right? It's hard to even say this. Could you imagine a hostage, Bar Avram Ben Julia? Could we imagine, right? That's the one we met the parents. Bar Avram Ben Julia amongst all the hostages. Could you imagine a hostage wherever they're sitting right now to say, wherever you are, Hashem is with you in that darkness. But it's true. Gam ki eilech begeitz almavas. Lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Hashem is with all of us. Shabbos is a hug and a kiss from Hashem. Even in the darkness. I was telling someone last night, it's not about getting out of the darkness. Sometimes it's about bringing Hashem into your darkness. You know, sometimes we want to get out of the pain. We want to get out of the confusion. We want to get out of it and have that clarity. But it's not. That's not. Yemir Hashem. That happens also. But it's about bringing Hashem into Gam Kielich Begeit Salmavis. Lo ira ra, even if I go into the valley of death, lo ira ra, I'm not afraid. Why? Ki atayimadi, Hashem is with me. Hashem is with each and every one of us. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful, peaceful, relaxing, inspiring, incredible Shabbos with your family or with whoever you're with. It should just be a Shabbos of Achdus for Klal Yisrael, of getting together. And I thank you all again. I really have gotten so much feedback. I keep on saying it because I really love it. And it's so inspiring for me. And it's a chizuk for all of us. Hashem will help each and every one of us and Klal Yisrael to have an incredible, wonderful Shabbos. Take care.